Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. This hour is brought to you by Monument Grills. Do you need that new barbecue for Labor Day? Now is the time to check out your new grill at monumentgrills.com. Now, here's your host, Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to find out more information about us, just head over to the website, aroundthehouseonline.com. And thanks for tuning in today, whether you're listening out on the Talk Media Network, on the radio, or the podcast, or anywhere else streaming. We have a great subject. And for you guys out there, this doesn't even matter if you're living in a rental, a home, a condo. This applies to just about anyone out there. We've got Ken Aaron in the studio today. We're talking virtual home inventory, and you got to check out his website over at virtualhomeinventory.com. Ken, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's great to be here.
Man, you are providing a service out there for people. And as someone who has had a break-in before, and it was a lot of years ago, and I lost all my tools except for my big heavy toolbox, that clearly there wasn't enough people to haul it off. It was the only thing that got left. I've had a big loss, and I wish I had taken better care of documenting what I had, because months later, I'm going for a tool, and I'm like, I didn't replace it.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, that's always the case. Every person I've talked to that has had some kind of a major loss, it's the same story every time. They didn't have an inventory. The settlement was really low. And they didn't put everything on the claim itself so that when they went to replace things, it's after the fact they're remembering, like you, the tool or the pan or the artwork or whatever. It was something they forgot about and remembered when it's way too late.
Yeah, I think I'm lucky because with my television show, I have documented about 3/4 of my house way too much as I'm doing projects around it. But it's the rare instance, right? Nobody opens up the drawers. You can even have a picture of your kitchen, but to go back and I can't go back and say what was in the third drawer down to the left.
Exactly.
And have a perfect inventory. I'm sorry. You can't.
No. And that's really the case. It is with everybody. And the thing is that it's key to have that. And the reason is when it comes to your insurance and 90%, I believe at least of the policies out there are replacement cost. To get that replacement cost, you have to prove what you had. And that's proof of possession, quality, and condition. The only way to do that is with a visible record of it, photographs, video, et cetera. But you also need brands, model numbers, and all that stuff.
Yeah, that is great. So how does this work with you as you go around? You guys have a great service that you do around the country, and I think that's super cool. How does this work?
So what I do is I combine 3D imagery and photography to create a complete digital copy of a home and its contents. So we've seen the 3D virtual tours that realtors use to show houses, yep. Same technology. Ooh, nice. I only take it a lot further. So I start with a 3D scan of the entire house. Then I go back through the entire house and photograph the contents of every cabinet, closet, drawer. I will go into getting the serial numbers and model numbers for appliances, HVAC, anything of value. And if the client has artwork and stuff that needs to be more fully documented, I can do all that, whether it's signatures for jewelry, maker's marks, all that stuff that matters. That's all combined all that information is then embedded back into the 3D virtual tour. So as you're going through the house, like you walk through with the realtor, in my case, you can click on a cabinet and it'll show you a gallery of what's in that cabinet or drawer or closet.
Nice. That is cool. And it comes down to art. It's an interesting one because you can go through and snap a quick picture. But if it's a print or it's a lithograph or it's an actual canvas painting that was a limited edition that you bought at a gallery, many times there's a certificate proof of authenticity that maybe is on the back of it or in a separate thing. You need to keep all that stuff so you can prove that, yeah, this isn't just something that I bought from a street vendor someplace. This is actually the real deal.
Exactly. And I'm surprised at how many times people have collectibles like that, art, antiques, etc. All of those do require a separate insurance policy. There's limitations on your home insurance on art and those things. So they need a separate policy. And just how many people have not gone to that point and done that documentation is surprising because there is a lot of value in there. And one key thing to consider when it comes to an insurance claim, the idea is not to replace your stuff. The idea is to recover at the lifestyle you had before the loss. And the only way to do that is to have the proof.
With my house, it's been very interesting. And I've got a great agent who's a buddy of mine that I used to work with. So it's great. But I sat down when I changed policies on my home a few years ago and I looked at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, I did this online. I didn't talk to anybody. I went on to, we're not going to name brands here, but I jumped online, filled out a policy, went, cool, got my homeowner's policy ready to go. Then I started thinking, wait a minute, I've done all these remodels and things since then. And we had to really go back to the insurance company and say, even though that I'm maxed out on what I could put on my house, do you realize I can't do it for what you're trying to do? And I don't have this big extravagant mansion. This house is 1,300 square feet. It's not big, but I've got higher quality stuff in there. And doing the mental math, I'm like, even at what that company was going to do, wasn't going to get me back into the same lifestyle and the same things that I'd put in there.
No. And that you bring up a point which is really critical. And that is with a claim, you're not just replacing possessions. It's the house, the structure. And it's really vital to capture the fixtures and finishes that are in the house because there's so much money involved in that. That's why with what I do, because it captures everything, ceilings, floors, you name it. It shows the quality of the build of the house. And in addition to that, the advantage of the 3D is, so it builds what it calls a point cloud, which is how it defines this 3D space. We can take and export that point cloud and give it to an architect so that if you have a loss, we can give this to the architect. You have 97% accurate plans to start with, and the architect can then just tweak it.
Ah, that is so brilliant. Because think about a kitchen, right? Let's say you just got done through a kitchen remodel and maybe you have a kitchen fire that completely totals that space is a great example. And insurance company goes, cool, kitchen faucet. Kitchen faucet could be something that's $50 on Amazon.com, or it could be $11,000 through Waterstone.
Yes.
And there's a big difference in between those. And so if you don't have that stuff documented, you go, oh, really, it was this. There's a big difference there, and that could be an incredible hit as far as the quality that you're trying to put back into that.
Exactly. And that's why whether you are hiring a contractor to do this work for you or you're doing it yourself, because I'm not that guy, but I know lots of really skilled people who do a lot of work on their house. And it's vital to A, document what you did. So show a before and after. Just take some quick photos with your camera, with your phone, but also save all of those receipts. The receipts, I cannot tell you how important they are. And I am just as guilty as everybody else. Before I came up with developing this company, I did not have an home inventory. I did not save receipts. I'm just as guilty. Yeah. My first home inventory was my first prototype. But now, now everything is documented and saved. And it's so important.
It really is. And with cloud storage and things like that these days, it's so easy to put it in multiple places. So you have that. Not only maybe do you have a copy in a safe, but you can have it up in the cloud and it's going to be there forever.
Exactly. And my system or my service is cloud-based. You access it from any device. So your phone, your tablet, computer. Now, if you lost all those in the fire, all you have to do is get access to a device to get to it. And you bring up the key point of backing it up in the cloud. One example was friends who went through a personal loss out in Bend. They literally woke up in the middle of the night, house totally engulfed in flames. All they had time to do was run out the door. Wallets, phones, everything was left behind. And what was left was a few half walls standing and a pile of ashes.
Don't move. We'll be back faster than your neighbor borrows your brand new lawnmower. Around the House, we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. If you've been thinking about upgrading your backyard barbecue game, this is the week to do it. It's Monument Grills Week, August 17th through 24th, and they're firing up some seriously hot deals. You'll get site-wide discounts, free gifts with purchase, bestseller combo deals, and double reward points to boot. That's right, this week is stacked. And here's the kicker. Buy before or on August 20th, and you'll automatically be entered to win your order for free. You heard that right. Your whole order could be on Monument Grills. Plus, all week long, they're throwing down on social media, giveaways, games, and fun stuff that'll make your feed sizzle. So make sure to follow them and get involved. So don't wait. Head over to monumentgrills.com, grab your next grill, and make the most of Monument Grills Week. Because if you're cooking outside, make sure it's with Monument. That's monumentgrills.com.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in two Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait. This is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush. Don't tell Eric.
What's up? This is Sticks It In Ya.
And Satchel from Steel Panther. And you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you are needing a new grill, check them out at monumentgrills.com. Now, let's get back to tracking down all your stuff with Ken Aaron from Virtual Home Inventory.
They didn't have an inventory, and it was really turned into a bad scenario for them. But the point is that you, if you don't put it in the cloud, you can lose your inventory if it's in the house as it burns or is lost in a fire, earthquake, flood, whatever.
Yeah, that makes a great point. And that's one of the things I want to bring on just as a side discussion here, that everybody out there tuning into this show right now that's listening in, I want to make sure that you understand that you can have all the best inventory, but if you haven't taken that time to work with your agent and have the discussion of what you've got, great example. I have one of my best friends had a cabin up here on Mount Hood, and it was one of those cabins that had the 100-year lease, but on the government land up there, the Forest Service land, beautiful 50s style cabin, wood plank walls, gorgeous. When they had the windstorms this last spring, I think in February, they lost power out there. The house, it froze up. And so once it got thawed out, by the time they got out there, he was sitting at home, he's like, what's that on my security camera? And it was a 3/4 inch water line that had been broken, and it was running through the ceiling through the lights. And he was trying to figure out what it was. By the time they got in the car, drove the 2 hours from where they live out there, they had a massive problem. And the bad part was, is the insurance company was said they'd cover up to $200,000 on the place. Their bill for water damage and remediation after it was gutted down to the studs from the company was like $130,000.
Yeah. No, and that wipes out. So just imagine how much they have left to replace everything else.
And rebuild the house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, exactly.
You just got to pay attention to what things cost and pay attention to. You could have lead paint. You could have asbestos. So I just want everybody out there to make sure that you're having these conversations as a whole part of this episode here, because that's a part that I don't want anybody to skip over. This part here is super important for you, but you still got to get it replaced, right?
You do. And it's the point about knowing what you have. So if you don't know what you have, you can't buy the proper amount of insurance. There's a classic example. So the inventory serves that purpose. You can buy the right amount of insurance. I talked to a public adjuster just the other day who had told me that his experience is most people are either way overinsured or way underinsured. So you're either paying extra money that you shouldn't and you're losing that, or if you have a loss and you make the claim, you're not going to get everything because you're way underinsured from where you should be. And the inventory can help you determine that, at least get it much closer to where it should be. There's also estate planning. Now, I know a lot of people say, I don't have a big estate and all that. You have stuff. And you have stuff you want to leave to family and friends. It all needs to be documented and noted as to where it goes. And again, the inventory is the way, only way to do it. So you can actually accomplish multiple things by just getting the inventory done.
That's a great point, Ken, because now all of a sudden, if you're going to be doing a will around that, you have an inventory to work from. And so you can go, hey, as of this point, I've got this, and this is how I want to dish this out to family members or be donated or whatever you want to do with it, because it's your call. But if you don't have that, it's an incomplete list.
It is. And on top of that, families are families. And what happens is, so that painting that was in grandma's house over the fireplace, where did that go? It disappeared. Because someone wanted it and they'll say they snuck in there and got it. And that happens much more frequently. Yeah. Exactly. It's much more common than you think. And by, again, having that documented, everything can be equitable and you can keep the difficulties surrounding families at that time down to a moderate level.
Yeah, it's still going to probably look like a General Hospital episode when it's all said and done. But it's families. And show me a family that's going to sit down and go, oh, that's wonderful. Great. It doesn't exist that way. There's going to be some bit of stress because you want to eliminate as much of that as you can.
Exactly. And preparation is key.
Yeah. So the process is, okay, we've got people out there right now that are tuning in going, oh my gosh, I'm way behind the eight ball. How do I start this process, Ken?
Okay. Are you talking about hiring me or hiring someone?
They're like, hey, I don't have the time to go through and do this. I have a full busy life. I'm working. Yeah. I've got vacations. I want to have somebody knock this out for me because I want it done right and do it and get it done.
Okay. So the best first, visit my website, call me. Let's have a conversation. I'll explain the process, which I went over earlier, answer questions they have. Then we have a conversation about how much stuff they have. If it's someone who is not a big collector, it's just typical people that have stuff that they want to document. That's fairly straightforward. I can go through, have a good estimate based on square footage of the house on how much time it's going to take me. Now, if they have other higher value items, then we start talking about how many there are so that I can determine how much extra time that takes. I'll just give you an example. I was in Des Moines, Iowa just this past weekend working for clients. It's a couple, they have two homes. I did both homes. One home was in the 1800 square foot range. The other one is about 2500. Both of those were one day jobs. I got in there, the larger home. He also had an extensive coin collection. So we were there from 9 to 6, but I captured everything. And now I have all the data here I can assemble. The second home, much simpler, no huge collection. I was done from 9 to say 3:30, 4 o'clock. Both are back here now, another 2 weeks, and I have it all assembled and delivered back to them. But there's also, that's me, the great way to do it. I know not everybody wants my service or needs my service. People are more modest needs. there is actually a very simple way to do it. And I'll just run through the steps.
Yeah.
It's really, the first thing is we all got the camera phone that's got video that works great.
Yep.
Use that to make a video of every room in the house. However, there's a couple key points to make. The first is move slowly, walk slowly. Don't move fast because the image quality goes down and makes it harder to see what you're doing. So you start in the middle of the room, and as a video, you go 360 degrees. Just pan and get the whole thing. Get the ceilings, get the floors. Those heat registers matter. Outlets and light switches matter. Get all of it. Then you walk through the room, start left to just be consistent, and video up close everything. It doesn't matter what it is, lamps with this, that, and the other. Open drawers, open cabinet doors, open closets. Capture all of that stuff. The goal is to capture enough to help you remember everything. And the visuals will be our key to that. But the other key is, as you're doing that video, talk, narrate, tell us about the stuff you're talking about. Anything that you think is important, the material it's made out of, when you bought it, if you have an idea of the value, just keep talking through it. It will help you so greatly. The other thing that's also important is don't do one big video of the house. Break it up by each room. Yep. Because if you do need to use it later, it's going to be much more efficient to just look one room at a time rather than fast forwarding to the last room that you did to get there. You know what I'm talking about because you play with audio and video all the time.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Oh, that's 22 minutes in, I think.
Yeah. So those things will get you a long way. And especially like your friends with the cabin up on Mount Hood, that would have been huge. I know they were limited, but that would have been huge for documenting and remembering everything they had. The last thing is don't keep it on the phone. Almost every phone has some sort of iCloud or cloud storage. Put it up in the cloud.
Stick around. Around the House returns quicker than Eric can trip over an extension cord.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's AEROBroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome back to the Around the House show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you are needing a new grill, check them out at monumentgrills.com. Now, let's get back to tracking down all your stuff with Ken Aaron from Virtual Home Inventory.
Nice. My rules on any data like that is if you don't have it in three separate places, you don't have it enough places.
Exactly.
And one of them being the cloud, at least.
So. At least. There is a backup here.
Yep.
That's easy access. There's the cloud and there's a safe deposit box.
There you go. Yeah. On my computer, I don't want this to sound like a commercial because I pay every year for it, but I still use that old program Carbonite to back stuff up with just so every computer has got a backup. If my laptop fries, I can go down, pick up another one and just go restore and get it back there. And so that's my fourth backup on things. But you also recommend when you're walking through to turn the lights up and we change that phone to make sure that you're getting like the best 4K or whatever.
Just exactly.
The best quality possible.
Make the settings on the phone highest quality. Now turn on all the lights in the house, but sometimes it's better to close the drapes and blinds rather than open them. And the reason is that high contrast, that light streaming in through, is not your friend on video. If you close that blind, or if you have the opportunity to tilt the lever, the louvers, so that some light is coming in, you want really what we call a flat, even light, because you want to see as much as you can. And it is, again, move slow, move slow.
Yeah, and you really want to do everything, right? You want to do the house, you want to do the garage, you want to do the storage shed, the attic, any place that you have belongings, maybe even your storage unit, right? Just everything you can get.
Every single piece of it and the exterior of your house. Walk around the entire outside, get that patio furniture, the tool shed, like you said, is important. Anything like that, all of it matters, even down to the landscaping.
Ah, smart. Because yeah, all it takes is, depending on where you're in the country, wildfire, tornado, hurricane, whatever. It's one of those things that all of a sudden that can be really messed up and you've got a big problem. So I like it. So I got a question for you. So let's say you just had a loss, right? You had something happen, fire, flood, tornado, name it, like we were just talking about. What do you do afterwards to try to go, okay, I didn't document this correctly? Is there any advice for people that are maybe trying to save it after it's too late?
There is. First, it's going to be hard and it's going to be traumatic, because a major loss is, and losing your home really is, one of the most traumatic experiences we can have, because it's very debasing and destabilizing. So you're already upset, and then your insurer hits you right away with the first thing is, I need a list of everything you lost. And you're sitting there going, I can't remember that.
You're already overwhelmed. You're emotionally overwhelmed. And now you have to dig deep into the memory banks.
Exactly. That phone that took all those pictures, you want to start looking at those and go back. Anything that has the house or what you lost in it, save it. Then you go to your friends and say, do the same thing. Look at all of that stuff. Tell me what you have. Share the photos with me that you took at the parties at our house. Look at your social media. If you share photos about stuff on your house, you got photos up there. The next step after that is one of the harder ones, which is you go to the house and you're literally sifting through ashes. My friends and Ben told me that story and how hard it was. I saw the house while it was still in the state of ashes.
Yeah.
You're literally going through ashes to go, this was a pot of some kind, but it's melted. I'm not sure what it was.
Now it's forensics.
And the other thing is, hire a public adjuster. If you don't know what a public adjuster is, they are an adjuster who probably used to work for an insurance company, but now they're freelance. They work for you. They understand the process of working with insurers, and they can help you catalog all this stuff. And they'll walk you through a visualization process. It's tedious and hard. And the way it works is, you'll sit there and you're standing at your front door. Okay, what do you see? On the entryway, there was this table and a lamp. Great. The lamp is what you describe it. Document it. The table. Drawers in the table. How many drawers? What was in the drawers? Now, you have to do that for every single room, every single item. And yeah, it takes a long time. You can't do it all in one day, because emotionally, you just get tired. Plus, it's physically tired. It's not uncommon for a claim for it to take up to a year, to get a claim filed when you don't have an inventory, just trying to remember it all.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible. And I can't say that enough, that a public adjuster is the way to go, because you now have an advocate to sit there and go, no, that's not how it works. And I don't want to bash on the companies out there that are providing insurance, but they're a business as well. And they're maybe not looking out at your best interest. They're looking out for their best interest for the company. You need to have somebody on your side.
You do. And the public adjuster is that person. The other one I'd suggest is, find a lawyer, because you're going to need him. You may not need him right away, but talk to friends, find a good attorney who knows insurance law and understands that, and have them in your pocket, because you're going to need them. The insurers, like you say, they're a business, and their goal is to reduce how much they pay out to you.
Yep.
And when you think about it, an insurance policy is simply a contract. It's a business contract.
Yep.
That defines the terms, except that they define the terms, you don't. And a claim is a business negotiation. So that's the way they approach it. And their goal is to minimize what they pay out to you. And your goal is to maximize what they pay out to you. So you see the conflict that happens. And that's why having the documentation puts you in so much of a stronger position. Without it, you're really weak. My friends in Bend, they got 42 cents on the dollar for their claim. Okay. And now try and figure that. Figure how you're going to recover to your lifestyle you had with that. So this is why it's so important. And unfortunately, most people don't realize and learn this until after the fact.
And you think about it. A great example. So your house, you had a 10-year-old heating and cooling system in that thing that was working beautiful before you had that total loss. That was a $5,000 unit 10 years ago. And now, because building code, you're going to spend $22,000. These are things that you need to make sure you've got documented. So at least you could have the argument going, this is the only thing I could put in because that's what code is. And these are all the little things where that adjuster is going to help you through that.
Exactly. And it's key because the adjuster is used to doing this. They're level headed. You're upset. It's not just that you lost your home. You're also angry because of what the insurance company is coming back with. The two biggest complaints about insurers. First, the biggest complaint is the claims process. When you break it down, the details of that is people are upset about the low values they offer and the built-in delays or insurer-caused delays in the process. My friends in Bend it was coming up on 2 years when I believe there's a law that says the insurance claims should be settled within 2 years. If the insurer can push past that, then they can start claiming you're not negotiating good faith and they can cut you off.
Yep.
And they literally had the insurer stop talking to them about 3 months before that date. This is where the lawyer came in. They had to sue to extend so they could finish their claim. And it wasn't their fault.
No, of course not. And then one other piece I just want to give as a reminder for people out there, and I want everybody to answer this in their own head and our wonderful audience out there. When was the last time that you went through your renter's or homeowner's policy and read that from the first word to the last paragraph? When was the last time you went through and understood the insurance that you've purchased?
Exactly. Read your policies. And something to note, these days, most insurers, what they deliver to you via email or whatever is a summary of the policy, not the policy. That's in your account where you have to log in and download it and read the fine print, read about the process. Honestly, your insurance broker probably does not know the claims process because they're not involved in it. That's not what they do. They hand you off to the claims adjuster, which is a totally different person who is operating under different rules. They're not trying to sell you. They're trying to pay you as little as possible.
It's going into a car dealership and asking the salesperson to go do the service on your vehicle. They got probably no idea how that process works, even though it's in the same building.
Exactly.
And the other thing too, is that I think that understanding that is really good because first off, you're right. If somebody sits there and, oh yeah, I read it was 3 pages, wrong document.
Yes.
It's going to be like a book. It's going to be like a countertop book when you go through read that thing.
Exactly. If you're reading a document at night because you have insomnia and it's putting you to sleep, that's probably the right document.
To find out more, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. The Around the House show will be right back faster than your last DIY project went wrong.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Are you tired of renting or pulling that worn-out trailer to the job site? Is that really the best look for your company? It's time to up your game and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made right here in Oregon with a dealer network all along the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is that it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to be able to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine or a deck over flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business with something you'll feel proud of, pulling up to any job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Check out the dealer locator and find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com.
Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show. Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your weekly reminder that YouTube tutorials don't always end well. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Monument Grills. If you are needing a new grill, check them out at monumentgrills.com. Before we wrap this show up with Ken, let's run out to our Around the House Nugget segment.
Time for an Around the House Nugget, brought to you by AeroBroom. I'm Eric G, and I love how AeroBroom's 2-in-1 sweeper and cordless blower makes outdoor cleanup a breeze. Even inside with that dog hair, sweep debris or blast leaves from all the tight spots, all under $60. Grab yours at AeroBroom.com. That's AeroBroom.com. It's my go-to for dog hair messes. Now, here's your quick tip.
Your dishwasher needs a little help. Load those crusty pots and saucy plates on the bottom rack, facing the spray arms, because your dishwasher's not a wallflower, it's got jets to flex. Pop utensils in the basket, handles down, so they don't cuddle up and skip the scrub. Here's the kicker, don't pre-rinse. Modern dishwashers laugh at stuck-on lasagna bits, just scrape off the big chunks and let her rip. Oh, and splurge on decent dishwasher detergent. You get what you pay for, unless you want your plates looking like they partied with spaghetti sauce all night long. Save water, time, and your sanity. If you want something to make cleaning around the house a little easier, head to AeroBroom.com.
If you missed part of the show on the radio, catch the Around the House Show on your favorite podcast player. Now, let's get back to the show.
Lost it all.
Wow.
And did not get anything for that because they had no proof and no separate policy. That I keep harping on the separate policy.
Hey, I agree with that. I didn't have, up until probably a year ago, I didn't have a separate policy for my tools. I didn't have a separate policy for my artwork.
Yep.
And a little bit of my wife's jewelry. I didn't have separate policies. I went, oh, I'm covered. It's a homeowner's. That's all in the house. And it really wasn't when I started talking to my agent. And again, not bashing on the online people out there that sell stuff, but I really want people to sit down and talk to a human and talk about what things are like. And if you can share some pictures and go, is this something? Get a good idea of what should be covered.
Yeah. No, and I have a slight bias towards independent brokers. And that's just because they're not tied to one company. Yep. It's not that the branded brokers are bad or evil. They're not bad. But the independent broker is not tied to one company, and therefore they're going to have a little bit more of your interests at heart. And you can have these conversations. Kudos to your broker for sitting down and telling you need something separate. It's not a sales tactic to get more money. It's really, that is truly trying to protect you.
Homeowners policies are so relatively cheap compared to an auto policy when it comes down to it, right?
Yes.
You going out and saying, wow, I covered that. I might have been paying another $50. It was stupid how much what having the proper insurance was as far as the cost. It's not that big a deal considering what the loss is if you didn't.
Oh, no, exactly. I have a separate policy for my artwork and collectibles that I've gathered over time. And that's not a small number. Not like, it's not even one piece of art compared to some clients I've had, but it's a significant number. But the annual fee for that is actually really modest. The issue is you do have to get it appraised, which takes time and does cost money. But if anything is lost, the artwork and collectibles, which they have value, but I mean, they have sentimental value because these are things from trips and personal, very personal things.
Yeah.
And if you lose it, you don't get the personal connection back, but at least you get some sort of compensation.
Yeah, I've got one piece I have to get appraised here as well that I went online and went, oh, that's worth a lot more than I thought it was.
That's always the surprise too.
Yeah.
If you have appraisals too, you're supposed to get them updated every 2 years because the values change.
Yeah.
The updates are a lot less money than the initial appraisal.
Yeah, I've got something that's it's an event poster from the 1957 Monaco Grand Prix that I bought off the early days of eBay. That's an original.
Nice. And
it's super cool, but I was looking at it online going, oh wow, that went up. That added zeros. Okay, I got to pay attention to that.
Oh no, exactly. When I had mine updated recently, there's one painting, and this is the one that is so means so much to me.
Yep.
It almost doubled, and I was just like, "Oh, oops. Yes, pay more."
Yep, absolutely. But it's insurance. It's smart to have because all it takes is, and with art too, even more so. That could be a bathroom bathtub overflowing upstairs. It could be something so simple. It doesn't have to be a tornado or a fire. It could be something very simple that gets that thing damaged. And now you're trying to make a claim.
Exactly. But and you just mentioned something you had asked, is there anything we're missing? So one more minute of climate change. So yep. Climate change and how it affects insurance. So we know that climate change is causing more frequent and stronger storms, whether it's hurricanes, tornadoes, or in the event of the West, in the West are fires,
yeah,
much bigger fires. What's happening then is insurers are having to pay out more than they've ever had to. In the last few years, they've been huge payouts, which is why insurers are leaving some markets like Florida and California.
Yep.
And we're starting to hear rumblings about it in some parts of Oregon and that sort of thing, where you cannot get a policy anymore. And what that means for us as individuals is, A, our rates are going to go up. I just saw a news story the other day talking about how they're going up. Mm-hmm. And then the second point of that is they're going to be much more difficult in their negotiations. They're going to be much more hard-nosed because they're trying to protect their profits, which just leads me to say, again, you have to have the proof. Without proof, you're in a much weaker negotiating position.
One other thing too that I'm seeing, and this is just a little side note, to make sure you're maintaining your property. I am seeing companies out there that are name brand companies that are jumping on to either satellite companies or using Google Earth and stuff. And all of a sudden people are getting in an email or in the mail certified to them saying, we see stuff on your roof and it looks like you're not maintaining your property. You have too many things out there.
Yeah.
Better get it done or we're going to cancel you in 60 days. Please send us new pictures once you have it handled.
Yeah. There's a restoration company in Southern California that started up a separate, call it subdivision, that is wildfire preparation for your landscaping. So how do you build that defense perimeter around your property and all that, which is all great. For all the natural disasters, we have all kinds of advice on how to prepare.
Yeah.
And with that one, there's one piece. They always mention do a home inventory. It never gets done. Yeah. But here's the thing. When it comes to that, if you're not prepared for a complete loss, you're not prepared. You're not fully prepared.
100%. And technology, I will say, is getting so good out there. I've talked with some of these companies that if you lived in Southern California, a wildfire area, they come in and have high pressure sprinkler systems that they can put in with storage where they can literally put a fog of water over your house that's already plumbed in. There's smart devices now you can plug into your home that monitor your electrical system that'll tell you before you have an electrical short, you've got a problem. I've got a new product showing up at my house right now that you plug in the wall that detects open flame in the room.
Wow. That's very cool.
I got that showing up here in the next week. And literally I could go sit behind my couch, grab a lighter behind the couch with it being on the other side, hit the lighter and it will say open flame detected.
Wow.
So technology is going to help us, but guess what? It still doesn't solve the problem that you still need to have this stuff inventoried. And Ken, thanks for coming on today, man. You guys are doing something that's super important. And the most important thing here, how do people find you?
www.virtualhomeinventory.com is the website. 503-248-1101 is the phone number. I am more than happy. Call, ask me questions. There's no high pressure sales. I really just want to educate you and help you understand why you need all of this. And I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have. On the website is a lot of the same info that details it all out. There is also an actual inventory on there you can walk through and see exactly what I deliver. And by the way, everything is in that 3D model. However, also downloadable for the client is every photo that I take inside separately. It's all organized by room and labeled properly. That's downloadable for you. And when I do things like the model numbers, serial numbers, and get to that level of detail or other individual items, I do schedule those on spreadsheets. So you have that scheduled And that's something you can build upon. You should build upon as you add more. And the other thing is with an inventory, once you have it, maintain it. Yeah. So for the next year, have that, whether it's on your computer or a physical one, because some of us still like manila folders. Put your receipts. I have them on my desk.
Yeah.
Put your receipts in there. And once a year, all you have to do is take those receipts, find those items, document them. You're updated. Yeah. Hour or two, you're done.
There you go. That simple. Ken Aaron, thanks for coming on today. Guys, check him out at virtualhomeinventory.com. Be prepared for that next time. Thanks for coming on today, man.
Thanks so much, Eric. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the Around the House Show. Today's show has ended, but the adventure continues on YouTube. Watch our videos, subscribe, and prepare for next week's all-new episode of Around the House, where no project is too big and no joke is too small. We will see you next time. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.